we have a governor that has tried to buy the love and affection of everyone in Western New York after he got shellacked here in 2010.
And for Erie County Republican Committee Chairman Nick Langworthy and other GOP members, this includes the Buffalo Billion. The ambitious spending program has been celebrated during the governor's trips to Western New York over recent years. But Mark Molinaro, Republican gubernatorial candidate, says Cuomo has put forth an economic development plan utilizing corrupt pay-to-play politics that have gone on trial and will be on trial over the next few months.
He took advantage of their desire, their hope, your belief that by investing a few dollars of taxpayers' money, great and amazing economic development will occur.
Local Republican elected officials say it's not the Buffalo Billion that has led the region's economic renaissance, but projects that predate his administration. State Assemblyman Ray Walter.
You look at things that have been successful, whether it be the waterfront, which has a lot more to do with the relicensing of the New York Power Authority and things that Congressman Higgins has done. You look at the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, which is something that investment started to take place 20 years ago to make that a reality. Look at historic tax credits, things that preceded this governor, and those have been the real successes of economic development in Western New York, not the Buffalo Billion.
Walter says what you can tie directly to the Buffalo Billion are the underperforming Tesla plant and IBM Buffalo office. The Buffalo Billion has also pumped money into redeveloping the tourist district in Niagara Falls, including the state park. But Niagara Falls councilman and former Niagara Gazette publisher Chris Foccio says it has not affected the governor's popularity level.
Well, I've not seen a poll. My guess is just from talking with people, and I've talked to a lot of people in my campaign, which was not too long ago, that his popularity is very low. And my guess is that no matter what happens in November, Mark will do very well in Niagara County and in Western New York as a whole, despite the Buffalo Billion.
Supporters of the Buffalo Billion argue it is the catalyst that was needed to spur private investment, create an environment friendly to startups, and create the training facilities needed to prepare local residents for advanced manufacturing jobs. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.